USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Homicide defendant Kyle Rittenhouse in a Wisconsin courtroom testifying that he only shot two people during a deadly social justice protest in Kenosha, Wisconsin last year because he was defending himself. The 18-year-old accused of opening fire on protesters during that civil unrest after a police shooting in the city. Here, though, the judge in the case has an argument with the prosecution for alluding to a cell phone video of Rittenhouse that was taken before the shooting and that was ruled not allowed to be used in this case.
So why?
That was before the
defense testimony. Don't get brazen with me. You knew very well that an attorney can't go into these types of areas when the judge has already ruled.
A federal judge approving a $626 million settlement with tens of thousands of Flint, Michigan residents who drank water in that city that was tainted by lead. And this is USA Radio News.
And I drive hell. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at energizedhealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
It saw final passage last Friday, and it's been on the president's desk ever since, but Joe Biden says he will be signing that surface infrastructure bill on this upcoming Monday. In the meantime, he's been making the rounds, out touting what that bill contains. On Wednesday, in Baltimore, where he was talking about all the things it holds to improve ports across America, like the Port of Baltimore.
We're going to reduce congestion. We're going to address repair and maintenance backlogs, deploy state-of-the-art technologies, and make our ports cleaner and more efficient.
Before Biden arrived in Baltimore, he stopped in Delaware, where he attended a funeral service for the first female governor to ever serve in the first state. Ruth Ann Minner died last week at 86. Investor fears about inflation causing all three major indexes on Wall Street to tank in Wednesday trading. And this is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Houston's police chief saying that a theory he had about people being stabbed with drugs at that Texas Music Festival last Friday is, in fact, not the case. A preliminary investigation suggested someone may have jabbed a hypodermic needle into a security guard's neck. Troy Finner, the chief, now telling reporters, the guard told officers he was hit in the head on Friday at the Astroworld concert, and that it is unknown what kind of an object, if any, actually struck the guard, but apparently it was not a syringe, as earlier suggested. More Americans say they are worried about a spike in crime. A new Gallup survey saying that anxieties about certain types of crimes are running high and surpassing levels seen before the pandemic struck. And that includes respondents frequently or occasionally thinking about getting mugged, being attacked while driving, and falling victim to identity theft. 74% of the people surveyed say they are legitimately worried about hackers taking their personal credit card or financial information. And younger women are investing more often. A new study from Fidelity Investments finds nearly 75% of millennial women invest aside from their retirement accounts. And coming to you from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.